77 degrees at 8:56. Time for a check on commodity markets. We bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Brian. And after seeing the market a little higher overnight, except in the beans, everything's just softened a little bit. Right now, we're seeing the corn market down a penny to 2 cents with the September corn at 369 and three quarters. That's a penny and a half lower. December 383 and a half, down a penny and a half as well. On the bean side of things, we just made new lows in these contracts for this morning's action, with the September beans at 893 and a quarter. That's down 6.5 cents. November at 903 and a quarter is down 7.25 cents. The meal market's a little bit softer this morning, despite a buy from the Philippines of 135,000 metric tons of soybean meal. The December meal is at $335.50. That's down $1.90, while the December bean oil at $28.83 is 8 cents lower. The wheat market seems to be holding rather well, despite the fact that we were looking for a little short-term high this week, and I thought perhaps that's already in place. The December wheat is at 389 and a quarter. That's down 2. December in Kansas City wheat is 607. That's down 3.75. Keep in mind this wheat, this oat market's really had a ride this week. We're up a dime one day and up again, pretty strong again yesterday. On the livestock side of things, the cattle and feeder cattle are starting out the session a little lower, while the hogs are just a hair higher. We really need to see a higher cattle close today after the big sell-off that we saw earlier in the week. The October live cattle at 110.42 was down 57 cents, got a lot of support around 110.10. The September feeder cattle, 149.40, is down 35 cents. Again, would like to see a little bit higher close. Yesterday, we rallied late in the session. On the hog market, we've got October live hogs at 48.57. That's up just 17 cents. Hog markets just can't catch a break. We've had 11 or 12 straight down days in the cash market. On these outside markets, Brian, we see the crude oils had kind of a choppy affair all week. We're up 35 cents right now in September at 67.28. The metals markets are a little bit firmer. They've had pretty wide swings there in the metals as well. The dollar index is a little bit firmer today. An earlier report on your radio station suggested the wholesale price index reflected that there was no inflation over the last month compared to the last several months with higher inflation. So the dollar this morning is up about 21 cents at 95.10. We've had pretty wild action in that dollar index. Keep in mind that we do have a crop report tomorrow. The trade is really looking for 176.3 on a corn yield and 49.8 on a bean yield. Those will be important numbers to watch, but also that USDA increases ethanol, corn use for ethanol on the old crop with a smaller carry-in likely. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. We appreciate that update. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. 77 degrees at 9 o'clock.